T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Suspect in custody after killing in Hutchinson. We've got the story.
Governor Brownback signs the Kansas budget bill. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Senate Republicans looking for enough support to pass a health care bill. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Takata files for bankruptcy protection. I'm ABC's Richard Davies. The story coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A fairly active weather pattern is settling in across south central Kansas this week. That and a warm-up in temperatures. Our forecast is on the way.
An arrest has been made in a weekend killing in Hutchinson. 19-year-old Leo Lamont Wells turned himself into the Hutchinson Law Enforcement Center Sunday. Wells was arrested for second-degree murder and is held under $350,000 bond. Saturday, police found 24-year-old Kenneth Thompson lying in a street with a gunshot wound on South Elm Street in Hutchinson. Thompson was taken to the Hutchinson Regional Medical Center, where he died from his injuries.
Kansas Governor Sam Brownback signed a budget bill.
But the line item vetoes two provisions. In a statement, the governor says the budget unnecessarily increases government spending in several areas and fails to adopt common-sense cost-saving measures identified by the legislature's own efficiency study. He adds that he was signing the budget despite concerns about excessive spending to avoid a break in core functions of government and to provide state workers with well-deserved pay increases. The governor has now signed 102 bills into law this session, vetoed 4, and allowed 1 to become law without his signature. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The White House is still hoping to close the deal on the Senate's plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. The president, in his weekly address, promising we'll get it done. But not all the Republicans are on board with the bill.
During the campaign, Trump vowed to deliver health care reform without cutting Medicaid, which the poor rely on.
Save Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security without cuts. Have to do it.
Kellyanne Conway insisted the Senate GOP plan delivers on that promise.
These are not cuts to Medicaid, George. This slows the rate for the future, and it allows governors more flexibility with Medicaid dollars because they're closest to the people in need.
David Wright, ABC News, Washington.
As Senate Republicans seek support for their health care overhaul plan, Kansas Republican Jerry Moran says he is committed to improving health care, but he acknowledges it won't be easy.
Obamacare has caused problems for many people, and I was the first person to introduce legislation to rid us of Obamacare. But I also know that it needs to be replaced with something that improves the chances that more Americans have access to affordable health care. And that's a tough thing, but we have our work cut out for us.
Moran believes there are several areas of the law that still need to be looked at. Moran says he is concerned about the future of rural hospitals under the Senate bill.
For the third time this month, the Mulvane Police Department investigating another series of car break-ins.
On Friday night, two vehicles were stolen and more than 20 were broken into in the Country Walk area in Mulvane. The vehicles that were stolen were left unlocked. Danny Barber was one of the victims and talked to our partners at KSN News.
Well, I come out, my neighbors told me they had stole their had their vehicle stolen, and I looked inside mine. Sure enough, mine had been rummaged through, some cash stolen, and I accidentally left my keys in the floorboard, and they stole that as well. So they'll be coming back to get it, I reckon.
Police are following leads and remind folks to lock their car doors and keep valuables out of sight. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The two vehicles that were stolen overnight Friday have been found.
A tourist boat packed with about 160 passengers for the holiday weekend capsized on a reservoir near the Colombian city of Medellin, leaving at least 6 people dead and 31 missing. A major rescue effort involving Colombia's Air Force and firefighters from nearby cities is looking for survivors as the reservoir where the 4-story boat sank.
The Japanese airbag maker Takata has filed for bankruptcy protection. This could delay lawsuits filed on behalf of people killed or injured in airbag inflator explosions.
Takata's faulty inflators can explode with too much force, spewing out shrapnel. At least 16 people have died. The company has been overwhelmed by lawsuits and the cost of a massive recall. South Carolina lawyer Kevin Dean has more than 24 cases pending against Takata.
If we cannot get satisfaction and peace with Takata, which I think is doubtful now, we obviously will continue to proceed with our claims against auto manufacturers.
So far, 100 million inflators have been recalled worldwide, including 69 million in the U.S. Richard Davies, ABC News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Kansas City Royals going for a weekend sweep over the Toronto Blue Jays. Could they get it done yesterday? We'll have highlights and details coming up in sports.
Arkansas fugitive captured after more than 3 decades on the run. That story coming up. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. The Supreme Court issues its final rulings today before taking summer recess. The last day of the session is also typically when retirements from the court are announced. ABC's Terry Moran, reports on the talk that Justice Kennedy could be ready to step down.
This would be a war for the court. Anthony Kennedy, he is the swing vote on this court for more than a decade, holding affirmative action and abortion and other hot-button issues in his one vote. If he goes, this court is up for grabs.
Elon Musk's private spaceflight company does it again.
3, 2, 1.
From California's Vandenberg Air Force Base Sunday,
lift up the Falcon 9.
The SpaceX Falcon 9 blasts skyward, loaded with 10 communications satellites to unload into orbit. Then a difficult feat is successful again. Nearly 8 minutes after blastoff, the first stage of the rocket lands safely on a platform in the Pacific. Applause breaking out at SpaceX Mission Control. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
An Arkansas fugitive who had been on the run for more than 3 decades is now back in custody.
Arkansas's Department of Corrections says 60-year-old Stephen Dishman was recaptured Sunday after escaping prison on May 28, 1985. Officials say he was arrested at his home in the northwest Arkansas city of Springdale by local and state law enforcement. Details of what led authorities to Dishman and his arrest were not immediately released. The Correction Department says Dishman was serving a 7-year sentence for theft of property and burglary convictions. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
This morning we've got some heavy traffic slowing things down right now, and this heavy traffic is on in West Wichita, eastbound Kellogg, between Mid-Continent Road and I-235. They're saying that that's 45 miles an hour there. That's a construction zone, so, you know, that's not too much slower than the 50 mile per hour construction zone limit there, but just heavy traffic in that area. Watch out for it. Traffic on KNSS brought to you by Joe DeBravin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, the East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And now we'll look at the forecast on a Monday morning with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms are drifting across parts of south-central Kansas, and we may see that continue into this evening. The high today, 84. Tonight, cloudy, cool, our low 64, and then sunny, windy, and warmer tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now a cloudy sky, 64 degrees. We have an east wind at 5 miles per hour. 8:11 with Steve and Ted. Cooler weather in south-central Kansas over the weekend. Wichita's high temperature yesterday was only 82 degrees. Normal high for the date is 90, so a little bit below there for yesterday and again today. Now, parts of the city Sunday afternoon, including my home in Riverside, had a very nice little rain shower. I don't know, lasted maybe 30 minutes, but and just came straight down. No theatrics, no hailstones, nothing like that. Just a nice little spring shower or summer shower. And we enjoyed it. Very spotty stuff. All right, 5 Republicans are out in opposition to this new Senate health care bill, which their party has drafted. And with us to talk about that this morning, ABC News correspondent Brad Milkey. Good morning, Brad.
Hey, good morning.
This is kind of strange. I mean, the Republicans come out with this thing, and they can't even get their own guys, their own people lined up. This is tough tough legislation, isn't it?
Well, that's right. Especially when you have 52 Republican senators, you can really rule Democrats out of the equation. But right now, five Republicans say they will vote no right now with this bill as written. And that doesn't even begin to include several other senators who say they've got real concerns. So the big question here is, how do you satisfy these two very different camps? Because, I mean, you've got people like Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, who say this is Obamacare light, that this does not go far enough to repeal the Affordable Care Act. And then you've got people like Dean Heller from Nevada. Susan Collins has also expressed reservations, saying that this would really pierce a hole in the social safety net. They say that the cuts to Medicaid really go too far.
Well, and there's a lot of pressure on especially the Republicans, because, I mean, the Democrats are okay because they never wanted to change this. This is a kind of a Republican deal. A lot of pressure on them to get something done here.
Well, that's right. And President Trump has just tweeted this morning that the Democrats are the ones being the obstructionists here, because uniformly they are, you know, lockstep against changing the Affordable Care Act, at least in the overhauling ways that we're talking about right here. However, you don't even need Democrats to push this through. If you got Republican, sort of unanimous Republican support, you'd be okay. But there are very different concerns here. And so now Mitch McConnell is really pushing for a vote this week, because you get the sense around Washington that if lawmakers go back to their constituencies and they start hearing more about the hypotheticals in this bill, you know, if such and such is 61 years old and makes $40,000, then something horrible happens to him, or, you know, something like that, that they could be even more wet feet rather than less. So that's why they're looking for this vote to happen this week before they go to recess.
Millions of Americans, but in fact, almost every man, woman and child is affected by this in some way. And, you know, people looking at retirement, what's going to be there, what's going to be Medicaid, what's going to be Medicare, in which it's very difficult to plan when we don't know what the plan is.
Well, and especially when you talk about Medicaid, which is something that I think there is, you know, a large part of the country that says, you know, people are living off the government on Medicaid. However, it often does affect more people than you think. We're talking about people who go into retirement homes, often get subsidized by Medicaid. Of course, there's this growing issue with the opioid crisis in several parts of the country. Medicaid does have an extraordinary effect on those communities. And so that is why there are several Republican governors and several Republican senators from these states like West Virginia, like Ohio, who say they've got real issues with this bill. But, you know, as the president has said, the Affordable Care Act is running into real problems here. And if everything sort of keeps going as is without even any tweaks, then you could see this spiral out of control anyway. So Republicans are saying that we need a big change and we need it right now.
Now, the leadership would sure like to get something done by the 4th of July recess. But I wonder if that's realistic.
Well, one thing that Mitch McConnell does have going for him is the timing, is that he can tell people, listen, we're going to have a vote whether you like it or not, and your name is going to get put down as either a yes or a no. And no one wants to be the one Republican that held up a repeal of Obamacare, right? I mean, that is one of the reasons that these ultimatums kind of work, is you don't want to be the person who was you don't want campaign ads saying that you, Joe Republican, voted in favor of Obamacare.
Right.
So that is what McConnell's going to try to leverage.
All right. Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it, sir. ABC News correspondent Brad Milkey, live in New York, talking about the efforts to pass a Senate health care overhaul. 8:15 now, Stephen Ted on KNSS. Prince Harry says he wants wanted out of the British royal family. In an interview in the Mail newspaper Sunday, the prince said the time he spent in the army was the best escape I've ever had, and that he thought about giving up his title. He said, I felt I wanted out, but then decided to stay in and work out a role for myself. Harry is fifth in a line to the throne. The comments followed an interview published in Newsweek in which he said he doubted anyone in the royal family wanted to be king or queen. But he says the family will carry out our duties at the right time, and that they're not doing this for ourselves, but for the greater good of the people.
Well, he probably enjoyed that time in the military. It was probably the only time in his life when he was treated as a normal person like everybody else in the room.
Yeah, a regular guy, and he did, as I understand, he did very well, that his fellow officers, fellow soldiers respected what he did. And, yeah, you can find a little meaning that, hey, there's a prince, you know, and people sneering at you a little bit maybe. But he seems like a very likable guy. He's had a few controversies in his life, but I don't know. We don't have royalty in our nation, in America.
Supposedly.
Supposedly, but
not like a setup, but we do have an aristocracy. We'll put it that way.
Yeah, we sure do.
People have amassed fortunes, and those fortunes just keep fortuning and blossoming through the years. And there are certain people who don't really have to work for a living, but that's all right. It's 8:17 with Steve and Ted, and in our news this morning, Governor Brownback signing that two-year state budget that contains a $1.2 billion tax increase, and you just get this mental picture of Governor Brownback holding his nose to do it because he does say there are some things in there that he really doesn't like very much, and that is true, but he went ahead and signed it. So now we've got 2 years of seeing how that's going to play out and whether the economy and the budget and everything's going to stabilize in Kansas, and we'll get on the right track. Some people think we're already on the right track. Why mess with it? But there you go.
And the next round of people running for governor in 2018 will tackle those issues.
That's right. The field is already getting kind of crowded. I'm just looking at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning. We've had some scattered spotty showers around the area. Not much right now. There's a band of a few showers heading from east of Hutchinson over toward Eureka and cross the turnpike there, and that's moving to the east. And there's a small shower. If you're up going up to Salina and going westbound on 70 right now, you'll find a small shower south of I-70 there. But that's not a lot going on. Now, again, we're retaining at least a slight chance for a shower today in the Wichita area. But how about these temperatures? Wow. Pretty doggone nice, Ted. 8:18 now.
Yeah, pretty temperate for this time of year.
You bet. 8:18, Steve and Ted. It's sports time with Ted Woodward, talking about those Royals trying to keep it going. They were above 500 at least for a while there.
Yeah,
right,
for
Ted?
One day. And going for the series sweep yesterday afternoon up at Kauffman Stadium with the Toronto Blue Jays. Royals had a 2-0 lead in the fifth inning, but then the pitching could not control Toronto in the middle innings. In fact, Toronto put one big inning on the board, and that pretty much was the game. You heard it yesterday afternoon on K of H.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a fly ball toward the right field corner. Bonifacio on the run, and it's down for a hit. Bonifacio plays it on a hop. The Blue Jays will get two runs. They have four in the sixth inning.
They would add another one, too, for a five-run inning, and that was enough to get the win. Toronto 8, Royals 2. No sweep for the Royals, but they're still enjoying a good June. They're just two games behind for a playoff spot, and it's an off day today for the Royals. In pro baseball, the first-place Wichita Wingnuts were home yesterday afternoon at Lawrence Dumont Stadium, taking on their division rival, the team behind them in the standings, the Cleburne Railroaders. Wingnuts win it 3-1. Back-to-back wins for the Wingnuts, who have a 6.5-game lead over Cleburne atop the South Division. Wingnuts are tied for the top record in the league. Week-long homestand continues for Wichita. They're home again 7 o'clock tonight downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium, hosting the Texas Air Hogs. NASCAR racing yesterday afternoon out on the road course in Sonoma, California. Kevin Harvick, the winner. Kansas native Clint Bowyer was right behind just a few seconds in second place. Bowyer always does pretty well on those road courses. Clint gets his third top five finish of the season. Kansas native Clint Bowyer moves up one more spot. He is now tied for 11th place. No, he is in 11th place in the overall NASCAR standings, moving up one spot. Women's soccer action yesterday in Northeast Wichita, Stryker Complex. Last home match of the regular season for the FC Wichita women, and they easily whipped Tulsa 6-0. Back-to-back wins on the weekend for the FC Wichita women. And a happy birthday today to the last Wichita State Shocker who played in the National Football League, Jumpy Gathers. Played at Wichita State, then went on to a 13-year career in the National Football League. Got himself a Super Bowl ring with the Washington Redskins in the early 90s. Jumpy Gathers' birthday today. He is 57 years old. He was drafted in the second round by the New Orleans Saints.
Big,
went
tall
on to
guy.
A long NFL career.
Tall, what, 6'8"? Big guy.
Big guy, and he used his body to leverage a lot of success in the National Football League. Happy birthday, Jumpy Gathers, 57 today.
All right, Ted, 8:21 now. It's time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS.
Yeah.
Prairie Fire coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. You can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office by calling 267 3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
822, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says Hillary Clinton should be investigated. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.